summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. Now, I want to get your thoughts on some recent comments from the new U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, saying he wants to see a very significant tax reform passed before Congress's August recess. So, still not much by way of specifics, but we do have a timeline. So what's your key takeaway here?
Well, I mean, it's kind of aggressive, especially given how mired the administration seems to be. You know, with this visa and immigration type issues and some of these other things that are just distracting. And, you know, also there's the contingent of Never Trump. But I do think it can be overcome. And I think my take from Mnuchin was that he's really going to be focusing on policies that can really get economic growth going. I mean, they're looking for 3% real growth. So I think it's going to be in the area of corporate tax reform, number one, because that seems to be very immediate relief. And I think the talk about this tax cut for the rich, I think, is really kind of nonsensical, because what they really mean now is that this is, if there are tax cuts, it's going to be reduction of loopholes. So I think there's a good chance. I think it's going to really be State of the Union address. I think next week is going to be really key, that Trump really focuses on those that he can convert to his thinking on the economy. And I think overall, I think Mnuchin's thinking is right on, and I kind of agree with it, and I think it would help certainly to give a shot to growth, at least, you know, for the short term.
Yeah, now earlier you alluded to how the recent noise surrounding Trump's immigration and foreign policy plans, that has been a distraction of sorts. So how do you balance out the effects of Trump's, say, pro-business plans, for example, given his meeting today with those corporate CEOs, versus that noise or the distraction from Trump's seemingly anti-globalization stance? What do you think is the net effect here?
Well, first, I think is anti-globalization, globalization, not rhetoric or the talk about that. I really do think that that's played upon by his opponents to a point that I think it really distracts. So I think what the real message I think that Donald Trump is that he's talking to different business leaders. He's talking to small, large, you know, medium-sized businesses, all types of people that will be affected, try and come up with the right, best type of plan that's going to really be effective. So again, I think it distracts, and I think maybe it could work out because as everyone's distracted with the anti-globalization, which is really strictly nonsense, because Mnuchin and these people that are in his cabinet are they're not dumb people. And someone that would be anti-globalization, I think, would be a very silly economic move. And my stance is that his policy is going to be growing the pie, not dividing the pie. So I think what he's doing is pragmatic with the business leaders, and I think that can lead to a very effective tax plan that could be good long-term.
Now, speaking about growing that pie, the White House has spoken about how they want to grow the U.S. economy by sustainably by about 3% or more. Now, that is in contrast to, say, the Fed's projections. They are aiming for 1.8%. Which forecast are you leaning towards, and why?
Well, I guess what it believes is, do you believe the labor force can grow? And do you believe productivity can grow? Because productivity growth has gone in reverse over the past, even in the Bush era, it started in reverse. And, you know, expenditures for research and development and CapEx expenditures have really been gone by the wayside. So I think there's room for productivity growth. Labor force growth, I think, is going to be probably the real problem. But that's the real key if you're going to get 3% growth, because you can't do too much about an aging population, at least right now. And we do have demographics as such, but I think that really rests on that. I think there's room. 3% seems a bit ambitious, but I think 2-2.5% is probably doable if they get the right tax policies in place.
All right, 2-2.5%, that's between what the Fed and the White House expects. Now, so besides the anticipated tax reforms, also the expansionary fiscal plans that we've been talking about quite a bit there, in your view, could there be another catalyst that perhaps we aren't talking about yet that could really spur the U.S. economic growth even further? What do you think?
Well, I think the catalyst really is going to be the regulatory reform and tax reform, I think, are the two real main pillars of what, I guess also this infrastructure play, because I'm not so sure how that's going to move ahead. But I think the really regulatory reform is something huge that I think people could be really underestimating, considerably underestimating in my view. So I think that's where there's going to be a room for some good bump. And the sustainability of growth, I mean, you might get a bump to 3%, real growth, but I think sustainable is probably 2-2.5. But I think that the regulatory tax reforms are really the two biggest things, and I can't really see anything other, you know, anything else except, you know, maybe some development in this Belt and Road Initiative in China that really takes off, that really puts the commodity cycle, kicks in another super cycle. Maybe that could be something, but I don't look for a whole lot of help on that, you know, from the unexpected, from the growth side.
Now, that's a great segue to my next and final question here. Speaking about China, you know, there is an expected shakeup in the world's second largest economy. According to this report by the Wall Street Journal, Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to revamp his economic team. Again, what do you think? You know, will this be another boon for global growth, or will this just add another layer of uncertainty to your global outlook?
I don't think it's uncertainty at all. I think really with China, ahead of this 19th Congress that we're going to get, I believe, in late October, early November, you know, stability is their key word. And this supply side reform, which you could see what happened in steel, what they've done with steel, and they curtailed the supply somewhat and unleashed the real boom, I believe, in the iron ore and the steel market and so forth, and the commodity markets, copper markets, the whole, you know, deal moving ahead. So I think it's really stability. And he's got a pretty big agenda on his mind. And, you know, they're also talking about reforms as far as his wealth management products and no longer the, you know, the moral hazard of guaranteeing every investment sort of thing. So I think there's a lot that needs to be done. But the one thing that cannot be denied is that internally in China, this consumption story is being fueled, I think, when you look at the real GDP. Per capita GDP is over $8,000 now, headed towards probably, you know, 10,000 in the next several years and maybe 12,000. So I think that's the real story. But his economic team and revamping it, there's a lot of reform that still needs to be done that hasn't been done and won't be done until probably they get settled after the 19th Congress later this year.
So plenty to look forward to this calendar year. Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. I've been speaking to Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.